Welcome to the Fitbox Podcast. This is your host, Joseph Frankie. Glad you're here listening. On our podcast, we talk about two main things. First and foremost, we interview members of Fitbox so that way you can hear their stories about how they're repaying debt, how they're saving for retirement, buying homes, all this type of stuff, really to give you motivation and some different ideas. That's the first thing we talk about. The second thing our podcast do is we take individual finance topics and go through them in more detail so that way you can say, does this apply to me and how does this apply to my plan? So if you have questions or you want to sign up for Fitbox, you can do so in the show notes, fitbox.com, build your profile, schedule a call. We'll be talking to you soon. Enjoy the episode.
Biden's new plans for student loan debt relief have been announced. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. Specifically, I'll be reviewing each one of the proposals, discussing their true impact on you as a young professional, and give my opinion on if they're going to actually be enacted or not if he wins re-election. Now, if you're new to the channel, welcome. I'm Joseph Frankie, founder of Fitbox, where we take our financial planning technology and financial experts and help over young professionals manage over $2.6 billion in assets and debt. Those of you that are new to Fitbox and the YouTube channel or listening on the podcast for the first time, what we do on our content is we focus on financial wellness and financial freedom specifically for 18 to 40-year-olds. Now, specifically, we discuss tangible financial freedom, which is like dollars and cents, what you make and what you save and everything, and intangible financial freedom, which is mentally how you think about money. This specific video is all about tangible dollars and cents because we're going to be talking about student loans. Now, before we jump into the topic, if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe, hit that notification bell. You're going to be notified when new videos come out. And it also helps us grow, so it's a win-win for everyone. If you're listening on the podcast, be sure to subscribe to that as well. Leave a review. It helps the podcast grow, and it's greatly appreciated. Our goal is to get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. We're almost there. Like within a month, we went from 300 to 600. So we're close to that goal of 1,000, so we greatly appreciate all of our subscribers. And on the podcast is to get to 100,000 downloads. We're almost about 60,000 there, so we're getting close. So greatly appreciate it, and we want to keep helping you guys, so be sure to subscribe. Okay, now, first things first in the comment section, okay, just based on history, without even knowing what the proposal is all, I would love to hear from you guys. Like, do you think this proposal will actually become law? Just without even knowing what they are, what do you think, right? Or is it purely for votes going into the election? All right, let me know in the comments because I'm going to go through each one of these. I'm going to let you know what I think. All right. Now, I'm going to go through each of the proposals, let you know what I think, and then the true impact of each one on you as a young professional. Okay. Now, the first one, I'm going to read this verbatim and the key parts that you need to know. It would cancel up to $20,000 of the amount of a borrower's balance that has grown due to unpaid interest on their loans after entering repayment, regardless of their income. Okay, so for everybody, $20,000 in accrued interest gone. For low and middle income borrowers enrolled in SAVE or any other IDR plan, they would be eligible for the entire amount of the accrued interest balance to be canceled underneath this administration's plan. Now, this group of borrowers includes single borrowers who earn less than 120 grand, or married couples that earn less than $240,000. Okay, so this is basically all about unpaid interest or deferred interest once you've entered repayment. That is a key thing because a lot of people complain about the interest being charged in school and then capitalizing when you graduate, okay, and just that there shouldn't be any interest while you're in school. This does not stop that from happening. That interest does not count. This is only for interest that has been added to the loan after repayment started. So for example, in school, let's just say you borrowed $50,000 and you accrued $10,000 in interest. So you borrow $60,000. That happened before repayment. So that $10,000 of interest, it will not be forgiven. Okay, so I got a couple questions on that already this week. It will not be forgiven. Okay, next, SAVE and IDR will automatically have the entire amount of interest forgiven if you're below a certain income threshold. Okay, this means that anyone paying off your loan, so you're literally trying to pay them off. You're not going for loan forgiveness. You are trying to pay them off. This does not benefit you at all because you don't have any accrued interest. So, sorry, this doesn't actually help you, okay? This means it really doesn't affect anybody in repayment. In my opinion, it's just a way to throw out another big number. Let me explain, okay? Let's just say I originally borrowed $150,000 in student loans and I'm on pay-as-you-earn or income-based repayment. So my loan balance, because I'm deferring interest, has grown to $180,000. That's great that I get $30,000 of that interest knocked off what I owe, but it doesn't really matter because I'm going for loan forgiveness. So what it helps, the little bit that it helps, is that if I owe $30,000 more when my loans are forgiven, then I got to pay tax on that $30,000. So instead of paying tax on $180, I'd be paying tax on $150. So yes, I would save like $7,000 or $8,000. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not the amount of savings that they say that I'm going to be saving. But there's also been discussions to get rid of that tax. So if they get rid of the tax in the next 5, 10, 15 years, in reality, all that interest that was forgiven, it means nothing because I don't have to pay it. Okay. Now, what in my opinion do they actually, because I'll touch on it real quick who this does benefit. But in my opinion, what is this primarily being announced for? It's an opportunity for a politician to say, look how much debt is forgiven. Look what we did. It's a big number. And so the voters, it's saying, wow, look how awesome this candidate is. He's forgiven all this stuff. Okay. And you as a borrower, it's like, wow, I owed 180, now I only owe 150, woohoo! Because most people don't understand that they're not going to pay that money back anyways, okay? And the government also knows that. The government knows they're not going to collect $180,000 from me. They're not going to collect $150. They're going to get pennies on the dollar. So it's like, hey, we forgive this, great. We could throw out a big number. And that's exactly what the administration did in the press release. This is directly from the press release. This would help 25 million borrowers. There's the big number, right? And then down the road, they'll start saying, well, he's forgiven billions and billions of dollars, right? These billions, because they already do that too. Okay, and again, this is nothing against politicians. I'm not saying anything pro or against President Biden. I'm just saying, this is the way politicians work. Okay, so this is seen through it to say, does this actually affect me or not? No. Now, here's the other thing. This is actually, before I go into proposal number two, that's interesting. Out of all the proposals like that came out, this one, they specifically said they're going to try to do it as soon as possible and have it enacted in fall, right before the election. I mean, it's pretty much verbatim. They're telling you this is going to sound great. We're doing this right before the election for votes, basically. Okay. So anyways, again, those of you that put comment section earlier, do you agree with me on that or not? Let me know. I would love to hear your opinion on that. Okay. Now, who does this help? It does help some people. Those with low balances on IDR, like, and they have had like forbearances or defaults or whatnot, it's going to help them like try to get back to owing what they owed originally instead of all the other interest and costs and stuff that gets added on the loan. So it can help some people, especially those that have been in default. So I'm not completely saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying for the majority of you, especially those in our audience that are on these IDR plans and that are making payments, it has minimal to little effect on anything with your student loans. Okay, so that was proposal number one. Proposal number two is, quote, automatically canceling debt for borrowers eligible for loan forgiveness under SAVE, PSLF, closed school discharge, or other forgiveness programs, but they are not enrolled. Okay, now, keep going on. What they're saying now is today the administration is proposing to automatically cancel debt for borrowers otherwise eligible for relief through the SAVE PAM, PSLF, or other forgiveness opportunities like closed school loan discharges, but who have not successfully applied for that assistance. Basically, what this is for people that are eligible for forgiveness, but they don't know that they're eligible. Okay, now, my big question is how in the hell is the government going to know who's eligible and who's not? And I'm going to give you an example of this. Public service loan forgiveness. Okay. This is another quote from the administration. It says, the administration's plan would allow the Department of Education to use data it has on hand to identify borrowers otherwise eligible for this type of relief without requiring them to apply for these programs. I believe that sounds fantastic. But what data do they have to do that? I'll give you an example. With PSLF, how do they know that you've made 120 payments while working at a nonprofit, first of all? Like, even if you say, look, I work at the nonprofit, they don't know if you worked there the full year or not, but they also don't know if you worked there full time or not. Like, you might only be working 20 hours a week. How does the government know that? If they're referring to the information that they can get from the IRS that they have to have your approval to get from the IRS, the IRS just shows income. They don't show hours. So there's always got to be a form there to verify with the employer, did you work full time or not? It can't just be automatically done. Like, there's like, what's the details in that? How are you going to do that? Okay. Now, if part of it is they collect the information from the IRS, that gives me goosebumps hearing that, because they have tried to do income verification where they get it from the IRS. So that way you don't have to do anything. And it has been an absolute debacle. In fact, a few weeks ago, we actually just put out an article and a video and a podcast and everything about how to revoke that access that you gave to the Department of Education to go to the IRS, because we see it get messed up so many times. You don't want them to do that. So if that's what they're planning on doing, I don't know what data they have, but when I hear this, I think either it's not going to be possible, or it's just another thing that's going to get really, really messed up. Okay, so it sounds great going into an election year, right? But I just don't think that moves the needle, one, for votes or for actually implementation. So in my opinion, I don't think that's going to get implemented. Okay, now going on to the next one. Okay, borrowers that have been in repayments for more than 20 years is what the actual announcement says, will automatically get your loans forgiven, okay? Now, when you go into that, you then have to read the fine points, okay? What they are saying is that if you have been in repayments and you're an undergrad with only undergrad debt is 20 years, if you've gone to any graduate school and had any graduate school debt, it would then be 25 years, okay? Now, two items on this. Now, if you've had student loans for more than 20 or 25 years, like you probably have much larger financial problem than student loans. And I'm not saying that to be mean, but it means you probably are in default or some type of hardship, probably default, okay? Now, you have to understand that, because the government knows that the reality of collecting this debt is very small, and it's going to be very expensive for them to go through collections. And even once they get through the collections, trying to collect the money is very small. So it's actually cheaper for the government just to forgive them. This is their way of doing that. But instead of saying that to the public, again, nothing against politicians, but instead of saying that to the public, they got to spin it to make it sound like they're doing something for you, the people. But in essence, they're doing it for the government to save money. Okay? That's point number one. Secondly, this doesn't really apply to young professionals, because none of you have been in repayment for this long. So we simply won't discuss this anymore, okay? Now, I will do say one thing. For those of you that have been in repayment for 20, 25 years, and you have to be watching this video, it will help you, okay? Great. But like I said, you probably really, really need the help. And as a taxpayer, like taxpayers, that's a big argument, right? Don't forgive stuff because taxpayers are on the hook. They're not going to collect this anyways. The taxpayers have already eaten it, okay? So we might as well save costs. So I don't care about that one way or the other. Maybe they do it. I hope everything works out great and actually helps the economy, because that's more money going to the economy instead of student loans. Fantastic. Okay. The next proposal, canceling student loan debt for borrowers who enrolled in a low financial value program. This is my favorite, and this is the one that I have been messaged on and emailed about all week today. Why? Because some of you are getting really excited, right? As an example, I went to a graduate program and left with $200,000 in student loan debt for a job that pays me $80,000. Does this mean I'm going to qualify under this proposal? That's actually verbatim from an email I got. No, it does not. It does not mean that. Okay. Now, I'm going to go through this from a political lens on what's happening, and I want to be crystal clear. Okay. I am not picking on President Biden for this. because other administrations have taken actions like this. And other politicians have flat out said what I'm going to say coming up. So this isn't even my opinion. It's simply repeating what they've said. Also, just as a reference, my job is not to be political, but to interpret what is going on and sharing that with you so that way you can be prepared financially. Okay? Now, the government's preferred form of higher education is universities and state colleges. Again, I'm not here to sit there and debate that and give evidence of that. Why? Because, like I said earlier, several politicians have said this and their actions back that up. Okay, that's the preferred route. Now, some of you might agree with that, some might not, that it should be, shouldn't be. That's not what I'm here to say. I'm here to illustrate a point so that way, again, you can take this and apply it to yourself. In the past, different administrations have gone after other institutions that threaten that model. So think of like the DeVry University, the ITT Technical Institutes. Okay. Now, some will say that those institutions graduated students and the degrees didn't equate to higher earnings. So they were defrauding people and that type of stuff. I can say the same thing about a lot of people getting bachelor degrees from many universities and state colleges as well. Same with different graduate programs throughout the country. However, the government has not shut down any of them. Okay? They've only gone after those other universities. And again, politicians have flat out said this. Okay? So you have to understand what is going on right now. Okay? Undergrad enrollment is down. Okay? Undergrad enrollment and attendance is down. So that's not good for the preferred model. Trade school and career training schools enrollment is up. Okay. On Friday, so President Biden announced this on Monday. Okay. But they sent it out to the press on Friday. And this is verbatim from CNN when they were doing their little bullet points. Those that attended career training programs that created unreasonable debt loads and provided insufficient earnings from graduates, .. They specifically say, CNN specifically said, career training programs. Oops, they weren't supposed to say that part out loud, right? So on Monday, they changed that bullet point to the official line that they were supposed to use to make it look like they're just targeting. So again, in my opinion, this sounds great for a politician to say, but in reality, those of you that went to university, state colleges, expensive programs, or like graduate schools, this is not going to help you. I'm sorry. It's just not going to help you. They ain't going after those programs, period. Okay? So, sorry to burst your bubble on that. Okay? Just a reality, it's not for you. Okay? Last proposal. Canceling student debt for borrowers experiencing hardship paying back their loans. I don't really have an opinion on this because there was no details provided of how they're going to determine what's hardship. Like, what is it? No one knows. We're just going to make it up on the fly, I guess, right? Anyways, they might have something. They just haven't put it out. So for now, throw that one out and say, nope, it's not going to happen. Okay. So that's each one of the proposals. Will they get implemented? Well, we know if President Trump wins, they're not getting implemented. What will be implemented? We have no idea because President Trump hasn't announced what he would do on anything student loan related. Okay. If President Biden wins, first of all, even if they are implemented, I think there's minimal benefit. Number two, if they try to do it, I think it's going to get thrown out in court. The only question there is who has standing to sue. Again, I didn't think on the $20,000 loan forgiveness that somebody was going to come forward with having standing. Mohila did. And it got thrown out. So I could see something like that happening here as well. But that is the new plans. Okay. And those of you that are watching on YouTube, like I said in the beginning, we talk a lot about tangible financial freedom and intangible, how we think about it. There's two playlists to the left. Click on those, you know, watching those videos. If you're listening to the podcast, again, be sure to subscribe, hit the review button. I hope you guys gain a lot out of this. Not to get your hopes up about like this is going to be some panacea for you, for most of you. In my opinion, it's not. Giving you examples why. I thank you again for joining us. And again, we'll see you in the next episode.